Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Chav Ches, 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin on the base. And before we begin, let's just remind ourselves and refresh ourselves as to our sugya. We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Tal Amud Aleph that if Rachel was mekabel on herself to be a Nazira, and prior to her husband being made for her Naziris, she separated money for her Naziris, and she said, Harei Eilu Nazirusi, and therefore, all this money is considered money stam that was separated for her Naziris. If her husband at a later point is made for her Naziris, then it turns out that this money cannot be used for a kabbonis naziris, and is dmei chatas to tmu'ur behen, and therefore the Mishnah stated that the din is that the entire package and the entire pile of money will have to be given to the Beis HaMikdash and will fall for nidvat tziba and will be used for kayit hamizbeach. And we also saw the same din in a Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah. Reuben was mekabel on himself to be a nazir. He separated money for his kabbonis naziris and he did so stam. Then the din is that if Reuben dies prior to finishing off his naziris period and prior to bringing this kabbonis, then at that point you can't bring this kabbonis for naziris, and there's dmei chatas that's mu'urben. And the Mishnah stated that meis v'hayuloi ma'yistumen yiplu nadava. Once again, the din is that they would go for nidvas tziba and they would be used for kayitz hamizbeach. And we saw a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, where Rabbi Yechon said this based on halacha l'maishu me'sinai. Reish Lakish learned this from a pasuk of the chol nidrei mulchol advaisam, but both Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish have to agree that this can't be the case in all scenarios, as we know there's a standard din of chamish chatois. We know there's halacha l'maishu me'sinai that in cases where someone is mafresh chatas and then he can't bring it for whatever reason, that the din is that would go l'misa and you'd have to put him to a kippah, you would put the animal into a room and you would withhold water and food from it until it dies. And therefore, in a case where you had money that was separated from chatas, l'chayr the din should be that you would have to throw it into the amalach and destroy that money. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish both agree that the only time we have the halacha l'maishu me'sinai that ziplu nadava is only in a limited case with a money that was separated is ma'istumin, and even though it is dmei chatas that's mu'raven ben, but since it was sasam, therefore we give it a din that yiplu nadava based on the other halacha l'maishu me'sinai according to Rabbi Yechon and based on a pasuk according to Reish Lakish. Finally, on daf chaf vav amnalef, we saw that the Amrayim also limited the din of this halacha l'maishu me'sinai, and they stated that the only time this halacha l'maishu me'sinai applied is only by ma'istumin, and they limited it to actual money or to cash equivalent and something which has a liquid value and could be used immediately. And Rav gave an example that an animal is not considered a cash equivalent, and if someone was mafresh an animal for his kabbonis, the din is that we consider like mois mufurashes, and if the nazir dies, or if a woman's husband is made for her naziris, this animal would not go in a nidvas tziba and would not be used for kayitz hamizbeach, and it would have to be machnis nais l'kippah, and you would put it to death like any of the chamish chatois hameisais. Rav Nachman explained the din of Rav and stated that the only time that this din is applicable is only when this behemah is tmimim, and therefore the only way to sell it is only after it gets a mum, and only at that point will he be able to sell it, and therefore it's not considered a cash equivalent as it's not liquid and he can't sell it immediately. However, if the nazir was mafresh a behema bal mum, so then it can be sold immediately, and therefore it's considered a cash equivalent and it's considered like a liquid asset. And if the nazir dies and therefore no longer has to bring these kabbanis, or if the woman's husband is made for naziris, then this animal is considered like mois stumais, and the din would be that you would bring it l'kayit samizbeach, you would use it for nidvasiba. And yesterday we ended off with the Gemara asked a question on this din. Gemara tried to bring a raya that the behema balmum is not considered mayis tumais and would be considered mayis mufurashin. Our Gemara now begins again and we ask a very similar question, and the Gemara will bring a very long brisa, and the question will come at the bottom of daf chaf ches amud aleph, and the question will be only from one limited point of this brisa. And since in the course of the brisa will discuss four different psukim that are brought in pasuk vayikra, so let's learn all those psukim inside. And the first pasuk is in Perek Dal. Regarding the nasi that did avera, it says if he knows about the chet that he did, the heves kabanai zir izim zachar tamim. So in this pasuk, just remember the words chatase hashechotaba and beheves kabanai. And then the next pasuk the Gemara is going to talk about is in Perek Dal or pasuk chafkes. And regarding a different chi of chatas, the pasuk says oihoyde love chatase hashechota behevi kabanai zir as izim tamim and nekeva al chatase hashechota. And pasuk lamed bay states vim keves yove kabanai lechatas nekeva. And finally, pasuk lamed he states veskol chel bo yosek hashiyusa chel vakesev mizevach hashlam vhikta koyin isam as becha al ishi Hashem vechipa elav koyin al chatos eshechota v'nislach loy. There are multiple times where the Torah uses the lashon chatosai. There are also multiple times where the Torah says al chatosai eshechota. And finally, just to remind ourselves, we saw a brisa that was brought from daf lamed beis, and that is based on the mishnah on daf lamed alef that states that if Reuven's father Yaakov was in nazir prior to Yaakov dying, he was mafresh and he separated money stew mice for his Kabbanis Naziris. And after he was mafresh his mice, Yaakov dies. So the din is that Reuven could be mekabel himself Naziris after Yaakov dies, and he could say, I'm being mekabel on myself Naziris on condition that I could use my father Yaakov's money that he set aside for his Kabbanis for my Kabbanis Naziris, and then he could do so. However, if prior to dying, Yaakov already separated his Kabbanis, and he separated a kipsel for his chatas, a kevis for his oila, and an ayil for his shlamim, then Reuven cannot use those Kabbanis, and the kipsel would be a chatas shemesu balea, and it would have to be machlisa isa lekipa, and we put lemisa. The kevis could be brought as an oilas nedava, and the ayil as a shalmi nedava. With this akdama, let's start the Gemara. Masiv Rava, Rava asked the following question. The pasuk says, b'negei nasi, kabbanai, his carbon, the kabbanai hu yaitzev, eini yaitzev, b'carbon avav, that the only time a person could be yaitzev with a carbon is only his own carbon. But if a person's father segregates a carbon and then he dies, and his son cannot use that carbon, you may think that the only time the Torah tells us that you can't use the carbon of your father is when your father was mafresh a carbon for a different type of avera. And for example, either your father did avera, which was a more kaldic avera, as the Russian Taisus explained, that he ate chaylev b'shoigeg or he ate dam b'shoigeg, which are isurim, which you would bring a carbon chatas for, but they're assumed that if you did a b'mezid, you'd only be chayiv karis or misib b'dei shemayim, but you would not be chayiv misib b'dei adam, and therefore it's considered more kal, and the son did a more chomer d'kavera, and he was either mechal shabbos b'shoigeg, or he did a vayt zar b'shoigeg, where the chiv is to bring a carbon, but if you did a b'mezid, then you would actually be oiva on a chiv misib b'dei adam, and of course that's more chomer. And the Mefarsh explains that a very kal is referring to shvuas ha'edus and shvuas bitui, where there is no misib b'dei shemayim or misib b'dei adam. Those are various that there's a chiv of a carbon and a chiyuv of carbon chatas, but there is no potential misa involved at all, and that's why it's more kal. And the Mefarish gives an example of a aver chamura where someone ate chaylev or dam b'shoigeg, or he was mechal Shabbos, or was oved avid zar b'shoigeg. And all these cases, there is a chiyuv misa, either a chiyuv misa b'dei adam or a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. Or if his father was chayev to bring a chatas because he was oiva on a aver chamura, and the son was only oiva on a aver kala, and in those cases, since it's a different type of avera, so maybe the son can't bring the carbon because the carbon is coming for a different avera. However, avol yaitzev b'carbon shifrish avim min akala ala kala or min achamura ala chamura. But maybe if Reuven wants to bring the carbon that his father separated prior to dying, where the father did a similar type of avera to him, and for example, Yaakov did an avera kala and had a chiyuv to bring a chatas and separated that chatas, and then he died, and his son also has a chiyuv to bring a carbon for an avera kala. Or if Yaakov actually did an avera chamura and that's why he was chayiv a carbon and he separated that carbon, and then he died, and his son also was chayiv to bring a carbon based on the fact that he did an aver chamura. So maybe in that case, since Yaakov and Reuven are both chayiv to bring a carbon for a similar type of avera, so maybe Reuven would be able to use his father's behema and bring it for his carbon chatas. Talmud Lomar, therefore the pasuk tells us again, carbonoi in pasuk kafches, as the pasuk says over there, vehevi carbonoi, and therefore we learn out, but carbonoi hu yaitza, he only could be yaitza with his own carbon, ve'ini yaitza be carbonoi shel aviv, and Reuven can't be yaitza using the carbon of his father Yaakov. And the Braisa continues, and it's from this part of the Braisa that Rava ultimately will have this question that Yochel lo yotze b'karben aviv b'behem shehifrish afilu min akala al kala min chamura al chamura. You may think that Reuven cannot be yotze with the carbon of his father Yaakov with an animal that his father was mafresh, even though it was for the same type of avera and for the same level of avera. And this makes sense as we have precedence for this, sherei eni odem galeach al behemis aviv ben aziris, because as we mentioned, if Yaakov was a nazir and he separated his behemis for his kabbanis and then he died, his son Reuven cannot go and bring those kabbanis for his own naziris, and therefore we understand Reuven has no right to use his father's behemoth for his kabbanis in any scenario. However, the Bryce now is, maybe we would say that if Yaakov did an avera that he's chayiv to bring a chatas for, and prior to dying he actually separated money for that carbon and then he died, then his son Reuven should be able to use that money for his own kabbanis, and it doesn't make a difference if the son's avera was more chomer than his father's avera, or his son's avera was more kal than his father, and it doesn't make a difference that for a different type of avera, the din should be that now that the son yashins this money, he should be able to use that money for his own karbonis. And the chari, this makes sense. For as we know, if Yaakov was a nazir and he separated money stumais and he said that this money should be for my naziris, the din is that if he dies, then his son Reuven can be mekabel himself to be a nazir and say, I'm going to use the money that my father set aside for his naziris, and I will use it for my karbonis that I'm chayiv for my naziris. And we continue on Daf Chav Chesu Manav, and we know that this works, b'zman shein stumen, v'loy b'zman shein mufrashim. If prior to dying, Yaakov separated Mois Stumen, then the din is that his son could use that money for his own kabbanis. However, if Yaakov separated money and he's mefarish and he stated that this money should be for my chatas oil and shlamim, then Reuven cannot use this money for his own aziris. However, lemaisa we see that by Mois Stumen, Reuven can use his father's money be yoytze his chiyav of bringing a carbon. And Taitz on the bottom of that chav zayin on base is bothered because va'afagav shem Mois hayu mefarashin lechatas aviv. The lechayer, how can you bring a raya from aziris? As over there, it's only by Mois Stumen that the son could use the money. However, over here we're talking about a case where the father segregated his money for his chatas, and therefore it's Mois mefarashin. And lechayer, of course, a son cannot use that. Uchay gavna inu megaleicha Mois shel aviv. And Taitz says mikamakan kiven the shum duchta megaleicha Mois aviv. Since we find that there is a concept that his son could use money of his father for his own kabbanis, so we'll extend that and we'll say that even though you have a pasuk to teach you, you can't use the behemoths that your father separated for his own kabbanis. However, possibly you could use the money that your father separated for his kabbanis, even though they were already mefurashin. Other Rishonim explained that our Gemara is not talking about a case where the father separated money for his chatas, but he actually separated money for his chayvos, and he had multiple chayvos. Therefore, this case is exactly similar to the case of Nazir, as it's Mois Stumais and not Mois mefurashis. In any case, the Gemara continues and states Talmud Lomar. Therefore, we have the third pasuk where it says Kabanoi, as the pasuk says in pasuk Lamed Beis, Vim Keves Yavi Kabanoi Lechatos, the Keva Tmima Yaviana. And therefore, we learn out Bekabanoi Yaitse. Once again, we have an extra pasuk to teach us that Reuven can only be Yaitse with his own carbon, Ve'ini Yaitse be carbon Aviv, and he can't use the carbon of his father. And therefore, we learn out that he can't use the money that his father left over, even if it was Mois Stumais. And the Brisa continues, Yachla Yaitse be Mois Shefresh Aviv, Vafil Med Akala Al Kalam, and Chemura Al Chemura. You may still think that even though you can't be Yaitse with the kabbanis of your father or with the money of your father, and doesn't make a difference if it was with exactly the same Avera or for the same level of Avera, Aval Yaitse become Shifrish La'atzmai, but maybe someone could be Yaitse with his own carbon that he was mafish for himself, even if it was for two different levels of Averas. And for example, if Reuven did an Avera and ate Chalev B'shogeg, and he buys a carbon Chatas because he ate Chalev, and then afterwards he does an Avera and he actually eats Dam B'shogeg, you may think he could transfer that carbon and use this animal to be mechapa for eating dam b'shoigeg, even though originally he separated for his carbon chatas for chaylev. Therefore, the pasuk teaches carbonai al chatasai, actually carbonai l'shem chatasai, that the only time that you could be yaitza with the carbon is only on the original chet that you separated for. But once you separated this animal for a specific aveira, you can't transfer it and use it for a different aveira. Taisa says this limud is from pasuk chavches, where it says oy hoydul lav chatasai asher chata v'hevi carbonai siris izim tmima nekeva al chatasai asher chata. Even though we already used the word kabbanai three times, and this is one of the words that we already used. However, Zaktaisis, we're not learning dafka from the word kabbanai, and we are now learning this drasha from the Lashon al-Chatasai, which is mashman his chet, on the original chet that he was mafresh his carbon for, and not for a different chet. The Raisa once again continues, Yachalo yetze b'behima shifrish la'atzmai, afilu min akala al-kaloi min achemura al-chamura. You may think that although you can't use a behima that you mafresh for one avera, and use it for a different avera, even if it's on the same level, oy min akala, certainly if you originally were mafresh's behema for one avera, you can't use it for an avera that's at a different level. As we know, if someone's mafresh their behema for chelev, and then b'shoyi, they go and bring this carbon for a carbon because they were even on an issa that they will eat dam b'shoyig, or in the opposite case where they originally separated carbon for dam, and afterwards b'shoyi, they went and brought the carbon for chelev, that it would not work, and you would not yoytze yechia for bringing this carbon. And even though both Achilles Dam and Achilles Chelev are on the same level and both considered Averis Kalis, at least Lefida Rosh and Taisvis and Lefida Mepharish, they're both considered Averis Chamuris, and even so, you will not be Yaitzi Chiev, Sharei Loi Mal, because we know that since when you were Makdish this animal as your Chatos for Chelev, for example, they retain Kedush Saguf, and the din is that you can't just take off Kedush Saguf by transferring it to something else, which is a carbon, as both are Kedush Saguf, and therefore you didn't transfer Hagdish from one Rishos to another Rishos, and Me'ilu doesn't apply. And since he never intended that this animal, which was Hegdesh, should go to Chulin, he only tried B'shoigeg to change its use from a carbon chatas v'chiv that you had because you were Avon eating Chelev B'shoigeg to a carbon which is still Hegdesh, which would be for his chiv for eating dam, that is not considered a transfer, and therefore it doesn't lose its original Kedusha, and therefore this carbon doesn't work for your chiv of dam at all. Therefore, V'loi Kippa, even if you did so b'mezid and you want to transfer the Kedusha of your animal from a chiv that you had to bring a chatas for eating chalev, and you wanted to transfer it intentionally and b'mezid to using it for carbon and chiyuv chatas for eating dam, so we could understand that the pasuk is teaching you that that would not work, and it would not be a valid transfer. However, we may still think, but maybe he could be Yitzah with money that is segregated for himself. If he transfers the money from the use for the similar type of Averis and are both on the same level, or even and even if both Averis would be on different levels, this may be different, Shekin, because we find in Hifrish La'atzmai Mois Min HaChelev, if someone transfers money that was segregated to bring a carbon for Chelev, the Hevi Al Adam, and then he takes that money and he goes to a storekeeper and buys a carbon and uses that for Dam, or Al Adam, if he had money segregated for a carbon Chatas that he was chayiv to bring because he ate Dam B'Shogeg, the Hevi Al Chelev, and then he goes to a storekeeper and he buys a carbon and then he uses that carbon for his chayiv to bring carbon because he ate Chelev B'Shogeg, in that case, if he did so B'Shogeg, Shorei Mal, he would be Mal, because then he took money which was Hegdish and he transferred to the owner of the Behemah, and at that point when he gave the money to buy the Behemah, money becomes Chulin and therefore he's Eivah Me'ilah. In that case, once he was Eivah on Issa Me'ilah, so then the Behemah that he bought actually transfers and becomes Kaddish based on whatever he thought at the time that he bought it. And for example, if he bought the carbon and at that point he thought that he wants to use this for his Chiyav, for bringing a carbon for eating Chelev, or for his Chiyav to bring a carbon because he ate Dam B'Shogeg, that would work and the carbon would actually be valid. Therefore, even if he did so B'Mezid, the Kippah, he should be Mechapah with this carbon and it would work. Talmud Lomer, therefore the Pasuk once again says, this Pasuk is Perek Dalad, Pasuk Laman Hei, V'eschel Chal B'Yosek, Hashi Yusek Chil V'Kesef, Mizevach HaShlamim, V'Hikna HaKoyin Eisam HaZbeich, Al Ishi Hashem, V'Chipa Alav HaKoyin, Achatos Eshe Chato V'Nisach Loi. And once again we learn, Achatosai, At Shehei Kabana L'Shem Chatoi, that the only time that he could be Yitzah, his Chiyiv of his Chatos, is only if the original intent for this money was for this carbon, and if it was for a different carbon, that would not be valid, and he would not be Yitzah. Finally, after learning this long brisa, Rava continues and asks this question. Tani Minas, in this brisa, we already learned that Einad Megaleach al Behemis of Benaziris, that a person cannot go and use the carbonis of his father when his father separated Behemah for the Naziris. My love, Afilo Balas Mum, and it's Mashmur that it doesn't make a difference if his father separated Behemahs that were Tmimim, that were complete and were not Bali Mum, or if the Behemahs were Bali Mum. In either case, Reuven can't use the carbonis and the Behemahs that his father already segregated, and it's not considered like Mois at all. Therefore, Rava is asking that L'chayr, we just said before, L'fir of Nachman, that if you have a Behemah that's a Balas Mum, it's considered like money, and it's considered that it is a monetary equivalent because it's liquid and you could sell it immediately. And therefore, over here also, Reuven's father segregated Behemahs, which were Bali Mum, then L'chayr, Reuven should be able to use this for his carbonis as well. The Gemara answers that's not a valid diik, loy, Tamima, that actually the Bryce was only talking about a Behemah, which was Tamima, and since it's not a cash equivalent, therefore Reuven cannot use this for his carbonis azira. And the Gemara therefore asks, Abba Balas Mum, my Kestuma Damya, are you telling me that if the Behemahs of the father would have been Bali Mumin, then actually Reuven could use them for his carbonis because it's considered like Mois Tuma and it's considered a cash equivalent? So my ear to Tani Mois Yefresh Aviv, why did the Bryce bring an example where Reuven can use the carbonis of his father is only when his father separated Mois, which was Sasum? The Bryce could have said a bigger Kaddish and listened to Balas Mum, and it could have said that even if the father segregated and separated Behemahs, but they were Bali Mum, Reuven can use those behemoths for his chiyav to bring kabanes. And the Gemara answers, Hachinami, in Chinami, when the Brisa stated, Sherei Adam Galeach HaMois Ovid Benaziris, Bizman Shei Stumim, Veloi Bizman Shei Mufurashim, that was not only referring to money, it was actually referring to behemoths that were Bali Mumin, because Lemaisa behemoths that were Bali Mumin are cash equivalent, the Lemai Chazi Ledami, because Lemaisa behemoths that were Bali Mumin, what are they Chazi for, and how can you use them as kabanes? You can only sell them and use their money to buy kabanes. And therefore, Dami Hainu Mois, when the Brisa states Mois, it really means anything which is cash equivalent, and of course Behemahs Bali Mumin are a cash equivalent and are liquid, and therefore we don't have a kasha on the Yisoid of Nachman stated on Daf Chafav Amid Aleph. And before we continue, let's just point out something that's not really relevant to our sugya, but it's very important to understand that the beginning of the Gemara, the Brisa stated Kabanoi beKabanoi Yaitze beIn Yaitze beKarbon Aviv, and Tosis asks Tzarichi and the Ma'is Sukra, why would we need a pasuk for this? Havadi Dechata Shemesu Balei Lemisa Azal, that since over here Yaakov died, therefore of course Reuven can't use that carbon because this is the halacha Mishnah Sinai, that when you have a chata shemesu balea, that's hochel misa and you can't use it. And Taisus doesn't answer this question. However, other Rishonim explain that l'chayra, that if we would say that a child could use the carbon of his father, then we would say that this carbon is considered not only a father's but a son's as bro kar davua, and therefore when a father dies, it's not considered that there's a chata shemesu balea as the Bible must still alive. I am Rishonim. And prior to beginning the Mishnah, let's just point out a couple of things. Number one, if a woman is mekabel himself to be a nazira, then we know that a husband could be made for a naziris. Naziris is dvarim sheyesh ben ina nefesh, and a husband could be made for such nedarim, as over here, she won't be able to drink wine or be metamal mesim, and that's considered ina nefesh. And we will see that potentially by the fact that the end of the nazirus she has to cut off all of her hair, that would also be considered dvarim shebeinah lebeinah. And the Mishnah begins, if Rachel was mekabel herself to be a nazira, and then afterwards she already completed all of the nazirus period, and at that point, of course, we know that she's chayav to bring three karbanos. She has to bring a chatas, a shlamim, and a oila, and of course, she also has to cut her hair. And the Mishnah states, if she already brought one of her karbanos, and the kohen already did zrikas adam for one of her karbanos, and if at that point her husband wants to go and be made for her nazirus, in order that she doesn't have to bring the rest of her karbanos, or in order that she doesn't have to cut her hair, the din is in yachal hafer, he no longer has the right to be made for her nazirus, as it's not considered dvarim sheish ben ina nefesh, because at this point she could already drink wine, and as Rush says, she could be metamal mesim, and therefore she no longer has ina nefesh. And Taisus points out that even according to Tanakama, if they did not yet do zrikas adam, and therefore she's still asked to drink wine, even though it's only going to be for another moment, that's enough of an ina nefesh that the husband could still be made for her nazirus. And we will see in the Gemara that the Gemara will explain that even though at this point she will still have to cut her hair, and maybe that would be considered a problem of dvarim shebeinah lebeinah, as her husband will be disgusted by having a wife that doesn't have any hair. And the Gemara says that she could still wear a wig and she could wear peyah nachris, therefore it's not considered dvarim shebeinah lebeinah. However, Rabbi Kiva states, afilu nishchal le'achas b'kol habehemos in yachal hafa, that once they did shechita for one of the behemos, even though they did not do zrikas adam, and therefore she's still going to be asked to drink wine, he will not be able to be made for her naziris. And this is a din rabbanon, because rabbanon felt that at that point, since if you brought the carbon and you will not be able to eat the carbon, that will be a bezoyin of hegdish, and therefore the rabbanon said at this point you can no longer be made for her naziris. And Taisus brings down that the Gemara will state that Rabbi Kiva is only discussing a case where she brought her carbon chatas, as once they will makar the carbon chatas, if they don't do the zrika, no one will be able to eat the carbon chatas, and it'll have to go out with beis hasreifa, and it'll be bezoyin and a hafsid of kachim. However, if it would be the oil or shlamim, then afterwards, even though at this point she's no longer nazira, can still do zrikas adam, and it will not cause the carbon to be pasul. It will be no hefsid of kachim and no bizayin of kachim. And Taisus is yesh l'stapik im heifala and mufa l'maisa, since it's only a dindra banan. What would happen if the husband is made for hanazirs? Would be considered hafar or not? Or do we say that since Rabbanan said that you can't be made for hanazirs, therefore even if he would try to do so, it would not be a valid hafara? And the Rush also first says that if the husband would be made for this nazirs, it would actually be a valid hafara on the Raisadik level, and the Rabbanan did not say that it would not be hufar if you did so b'diavad. However, the Rush then continues and says, that when Rukiva says the Lashon in Yachal Hafer is Kamoy in Yachal Hafer to Tanakama, is similar to the Lashon of in Yachal Hafer of the Tanakama, even b'diavad it would not be a valid hafara. And the Rush therefore asks, b'temuhu, that it would come out that if the husband was made for Naziris, l'maisa on the Raisadik level, it should be a valid hafara, and therefore it come out that if she becomes Tamei, that really she should not bring Karbanos b'tumah, because she's not really a Nazira at that point on the Raisadik level. And even so, since Madrabanam we're going to say it's not a valid hafara, she would have to bring Karbanos Nazira, and I and under Yishayim and Yichrenim that discuss this point. And the Mishnah continues, b'med v'amurim, that when did everyone say this halacha, that there's a point in time that you can't be made for Naziris, but the glachas hatara, when they bring the Karbanos b'tayra, and they bring the Karbanos of the chatas, shlomim, and oila, with the glachas hatuma, if the woman was tummy, and therefore after her tire process, she's going and bringing her sham Naziris, as well as her oila and chatas oif, and certainly at that point, all agree that Yafar, her husband, could still be made for Naziris, she yachalayma yef she be ishim minavelas, because at that point, she will be starting over Naziris period, and she'll be usa to drink wine for a full 30 days, and of course, that's going to be a major inu nefesh, and therefore, certainly, her husband has the right to be made for Naziris at that point, both according to the Tanakama as well as Rabbi Kiva. I am Taisus that points out that L'chayr, the Lashon of minavelas, is not really proper Lashon, because this is not because it's Dvarim Shebeinah Lebeinah, it's because of inu nefesh, and Taisus points out that we find this Lashon b'negeya inu nefesh in other places, and the Rush says the Lashon Menuvelis is Pirish Meuna Menua Mishtiyas Zayin, and it's a valid Lashon. However, Taisus still asks the Lachayr, what does it mean, the Efshi, that it's not Shaykh for me to live with an Isha Menuvelis? It's not based on Dvarim Shebeinah Lebeinah. The Lashon of the Efshi seems to be wrong, as it's only because she has Inu Nefesh. And Taisus explains that the Gemara is trying to explain why is it that Rabbi Kiva will be made over here, that we don't make the Gzera, as Lachayr over here, there will also be Hefsa Kachim, because once the husband is made for Hanaziris, then Lachayr, she doesn't have to continue bringing these Kabanais, and this chathas will have to go the base asreifa. That's why the Gemara is trying to explain that the only time Rabbi Kiva made such a gzera is only where the inu nefesh is only going to be for another moment, and she will only be asa b'yayin for one more moment, and therefore based on the fact that the hafara is a shvach hafara, so then we made such a gzera. However, However, since in this case, if the husband is not made for Naziris, she will have Naziris for another 30 days and have a major Inu Nefesh. In this case, the Rabbanan did not make such a Gzira, and they said that even though the Khatas will go to Beis HaSreifa and there will be Hefsid of Kachim, we still allowed her husband to be made for Naziris, as he doesn't want her to have such a great Inui. Then Taisa says that since in a moment we'll see the Sheet of Rameya or the Sheet of Rebbe, who will say the Lashon of Yefshe B'Ishim Megaleches, so over here also in the Risha, we also said the Lashon of Yefshe B'Ishim Menuvelas, even though in a Hanami it's not an exact Lashon, but we want to be symmetrical. The Mishnah continues, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe states, Apa Teglachas HaTaira Yafa, that even if Rachel already brought all of her Kabanis, but she did not yet do Giluach and she didn't cut her hair, so then the husband could still be made for her Naziris, Yachal Omer, because he could say, Yefshe B'Ishim Megaleches, that I don't want a wife who doesn't have any hair, I don't want a wife whose hair is shaven. And the Gemara will explain the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rameh is Rameh holds that even by having a pay and achris, even by having a shetel, that would still be an evil. However, the Tanakam holds that since his wife could wear a shetel, therefore that would not be considered an evil and it would not be a problem of Dvarim Shebeinu Alabeinu, and that's why he cannot be made for Hanaziris. And the Gemara begins, Mastis like Reb Leza, Amish is not like the Shita Reb Leza. The Reb Leza, if it's going like Reb Leza, Ha'amar Reb Leza Shita is Taglachas Ma'keves, that if someone doesn't cut their hair, it's still Ma'akev that they cannot drink wine, and therefore the Kimila Gilcha, since this woman did not cut her hair yet, as Giluach only happens after the Shechita and after the Zrika of at least one carbon, Asira B'chamra, she's still going to be also to drink wine, V'kivin Isla Nivol, and since she's still also B'yayin, and therefore, since it's still Inu Nefesh, even though it's a He Shaita Porta D'Asira B'yayin, it's a very small period of time that she'll be also in wine for the time of Zrika Zedam until she cuts her hair, which will be a few moments later, he can still be made for Hanaziris. And we continue on Daf Chaf Chesem Beis, and the Gemara will now explain the basis for the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara explains Tani Didansa, but the Tanakam holds Kivin Diz Darakal Adam La Alta Shari Bechamra V'Hales LaNivol. That's once they do Zrikas Adam on one of the Kabbanas, immediately she becomes mutter to drink wine, and therefore there's no longer any Inu Nefesh. Rabbi Kiva Sav, and Rabbi Kiva holds Afil Lashtachis to Behema in Yachla Hafim Mishum Hefsa Kachim. Even if they only shechted the carbon, and even though at this point she's still asked to drink wine, her husband cannot be made for her Naziris, as if he is made for her Naziris, there'll be a Hefsa of Kachim, whereas the Mepharish's Gurus, there'll be a Bezoin of Kachim, because at this point, the Chatas will have to go Lubesa Shrefa, and no one will be able to eat it. And as the Mepharish says, the Hub Ena Bailam is Kapim Boy, since the Bailam did not receive Kapara through his carbon, Ena Basa Nechal, the Basa cannot be eaten. And the Gemara continues, and at this point, the Gemara's Havamin is that when Rabbi Kiva said this din, it wasn't only if the first carbon was a Chatas, but even if the first carbon was an Eilu Shlomim, he would still say the same din. And therefore, Master Rabziri asked the following question, Vamai, what is the big deal? Luzrik Daman Shleilishman, even though her husband will be made for her Naziris, Kohen could still be Zerik to Dam and will be considered Shleilishman, Viyate Basa Bachila, and the Basa will still be Mutter Bachila, because Bilay Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa, Kivse Aseres, Shechtel Shleilishman, the Kivse Aseres, which were brought with the Shteil Lechem, and you shechted them Shleilishman on Shavuos, or you shechted them Manan, or you shechted them prior to Shavuos, or Laachas Manan, or after Shavuos, and you shechted them Stomer, and therefore, of course, it wasn't for the Kivse Aseres, because that was not the proper time frame for bringing the Kabbanis of Shavuos. And the din is Hadam Yizrak, you could still go and be Zerik to Dam, Basa Yoichal, and you'll be able to eat the Basa, Vim Haisa Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, Lo Yizrak, you can't go and do Zrika Zedam, Vim Zara Kurtzo, Lahakter Murin L'Erev. And if you did Zrika on Shabbos, it would still be valid. However, you not do Lahakter Murin until the evening, until it's after Shabbos. But the point is, as we learn in the first Mishnah, Mesech Zvachim, that calls Zvachim, Shenishchatu, Shalay Lishman, that Ksheim, El Shalay Alu Lubayl Mashem Chayva. And therefore, over here, even though with Shalay Lishman, it would still be a valid carbon, and they would be able to eat the meat, and therefore there would not be Hefsek Kachim, and there would not be Bezoyin of Kachim. Why would Rabbi Kiva make such a Gzera? And the Gemara says, Amri, the Gemara responds, either Shachar Ilu Shlomim Hachinami, that in Hachinami, if the first carbon that she brought was the Ilu Shlomim, certainly even if her husband would be made for Hanaziris, after they did the Shechit of the Ilu Shlomim, they could do the Zrikas Adam, and they could eat that carbon Shlomim, and the Ilu could be brought out of his Be'ach, and therefore there would not be a Hefsek Kachim. And in Hachinami, in those cases, Rabbi Kiva agrees to the Tanakama that at that point, her husband could still be made for Hanaziris until the point that they actually had Zrikas Adam. At that point, he would not be able to be made for Hanaziris because there's no longer Inu Nefesh as she's mutter to drink wine and be Metamel Mesim. The Gemara continues and explains, Al Hach Ba'eskinan, the case where Rabbi Kiva argued the Tanakama is only in the case, Kagan Shishacha Chatas Bresha, where she brought her Chatas first. If at this point her husband would be made for Hanaziris, then the Chatas would not be able to be eaten and it would have to be Yaitzel Beis HaSreifa, as you can't be Zerik, the Dam of the Chatas, Shaloy Lishman, as we also learned in Masech Zvachim. Therefore, it is only in this case that Rabbi Kiva said that a husband cannot be made for an Aziris, as if he does so, it will be a Hefsed of Kachim and a Bezoyin of Kachim. The Gemara says, Kedithnan, as we learned learn in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hayim Aleph in Gilah Halachas Bishlashim Yotza that if a Nazir only brings one of his kabbanis and he cuts his hair, he would be Yotza, and that would be a valid Giluach. Taisus explains that the Gemara brings the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hayim Aleph in order to explain the Shita of the Tanakhama and Mishnah, that it's Muchach from our Gemara that the Tanakhama hold that even if she brought her carbon chattas first, the din would be that she would be able to drink wine, and the Gemara had a Havmina that maybe that is not true, and maybe the only time you could actually drink wine is only after you brought your carbon shlomim and then you cut your hair, as in the Torah, the Pasha says that he brought your shlomim and then she cut her hair, and therefore the Gemara states that the Mishnah teaches us that it doesn't make a difference which carbon you brought, the din is that you could cut your hair on any of the kabbanis, and therefore she's mutter to drink wine after she brought any of the kabbanis, and that's why according to Tanakama, her husband at that point will not be made for her naziris, as there is no longer inu nefesh. And the Rush points out the Gemara over here should have brought from the ratio of the Mishnah Daf Mem Hayim and Aleph that states how you may be chatas oil of shlamim, that the nazir brings a chatas then a oil and then a shlamim, alma the chatas batchila, that the chatas comes first, and l'chayr, why did the Gemara bring from the other part of the Mishnah? And therefore the Rush says, as Taisus did, el denich le'lasuya hakmasishin shediver chacham mispashim imeno the bezrikas echem and adamim hot rabiayin, that once she has zrika of any of the kabbanis, even if the chatas is the first carbon and that is the zrika that was done, she will be mutter to drink wine, ayin the Rush as well as Taisus. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, b'medramun b'taglachas tahira, the only time we had a machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Kiva was by taglachas tahira. However, avol b'taglachas tuma yafar, that even Rav Kiva agrees to the Tanakam that if Rachel was in Nazira and she became tummy, and after she goes through a tahira process, she's bringing a kabbanis of tuma, hasham naziris, and the oila chatas oif, that the din is that her husband could still be made for naziris, as lemaisa she's about to start a new naziris period, and she'll be asked to drink wine and be metamel mason for another 30 days, and certainly that would be inu nefesh. And Rameya Imeh, afilo b'taglachas tahara yafa, b'pesh yachal Imeh, e'ef she b'ishe megaleches. And Rameya holds, even after she brought a kabbanis of tahara, and she did zrikas adam on all three kabbanis, if at that point she still did not cut her hair yet, her husband could be made for her naziris, as he could say that it's still a problem of dvarim shebeino lebeino, as it's disgusting to me to have a wife whose hair is shaven. And the Gemara is bothered that l'chayr it's a valid taina, and l'chayr it is dvarim shebeino lebeino, and why can't her husband be made for her naziris? And the Gemara answers, v'tanakama amalcha, and both the Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva will respond, Efshe Rapay and Achris, that she could still wear a shetel. Therefore, even though she will have to shave off all of her hair, that is not considered Dvaran Shabbeinah Lebeinah, and her husband cannot be made for Naziris based on that taino. The Gemara continues, Rameya Sava, or as Argus is, Rabbi Sava, Rapay and Achris, Aida the Zayma Loi Nichle, that since when a woman wears a shetel, she was wearing someone else's hair, as the hair was made with human hair. Therefore, the husband could still taino, that's still a problem of Dvaran Shabbeinah Lebeinah, as it's still disgusting to have a wife that has a shaven head. And in addition, even she'll wear a sheitel ve'ina megufa, it's not from her own head, and magni lebaila v'loi nichle, it's still disgusting to her husband, and he's still not happy with that, and that's why he has a right to be made for naziris. It's still considered dvarim shebeinah lebeinah. We continue with the new Mishnah, ish madres b'noi b'nazar, a father has a right to make his son a nazar, and either he could say, yehei b'ni nazar, and as Taisa says, even though his son doesn't know about it, the naziris would start at that moment, where he could go over to his son and tell his son to say, harini nazar, and accept upon himself to be a Nazir. And of course, we're discussing a case where the son is a katan and not a gadol, and the Rush points out that in this case, the father has the chiyuv to bring all of these kabbanis, and for example, if the son completes his Nazir's period, then the father would have to bring a chatas shlamim and oila, and if the son becomes tummy while he's a Nazir, then his father would be mechiyuv to bring the kabbanis that the son would be chayuv to bring as a Nazir that became tummy, and he'll have to bring the Hashem Naziris, and his chatas and oil saif that a Nazir tummy brings. And the Mishnah continues that although a father could make his son a Nazir, however, a mother cannot make her son a Nazir, and we'll see in the Gemara that a father cannot make his daughter a Nazir either. And the Mishnah continues, Ketzad, and someone not going to use the word Ketzad, the Mishnah will not go on and explain how the child becomes a Nazir. The Mishnah will actually explain how a child does not become a Nazir, and therefore it's a new din over here. And the Mishnah continues, Gilach, if the son goes and takes a haircut, or his Kravim go and shave his head, or if the child or if his Kravim protest, and it's considered a valid bittul of the Naziris, and Haisle Behemu Fureshes, if at that time the father already separated his behemoths for the kabbanis that he will bring at the point when his son is over his Naziris period, Hachatas Tomus, then since you can't bring this kabbanis any longer because the child is no longer a Nazir, therefore the Chatas will go Lemisa, as we know, there's Chomish Chatois HaMesais, and over here also, since this child doesn't need Kapar any longer, therefore it's considered like a Chatas Shekipa Balea, and therefore the Chatas will go Lemisa, and you'll put it into a Kippah, and you'll withhold Mayim Muslim from it, and it will die. The oil tikkur of oil, the oil will brought as an oil is nedava, and the shlamim will be brought as a shlami nedava. And these dinim mimic the dinim that happened when it was a woman who was mekabel on self naziris, and then her husband was made for naziris after she was mafresh her behemoth for naziris. The Mishnah continues, "Benachol niyamecha ve'inun tunun lechem." Although generally a shlamim is eaten for 2 days, over here the shlamim will only be eaten for 1 day, just like a shalmi nazir. And although the shalmi nazir generally comes with 20 lechem, over here they would not come with lechem, and they would have a dinner of regular shlamim, and not as a shalmi nazir. And hoyle ma'istumin, and if there would be money that he segregated to bring the karbanis, but he didn't say which one would be for chatas and which money will be for an oil or shlamim, then once again the halacha l'meishim Sinai would apply. And since this dmei chatas muravim ben, therefore the money would be yiplu and dava, either like Rabbi Yechman based on halacha l'meishim Sinai, or like Rish Lakish based on the pasuk, and the din would be that you'd bring them for kayat mizbeach ma'is mufrashin. If the money was segregated and he said that $50 should be for chatas, 50 for an oil and 50 for shlamim, or as we said before, even if he would say that this pile of money should be for my karbanis naziris, for my chatas oil and shlamim, that is also considered ma'isman for Hashem, and demei chatas yelchul yam melech, that any money that was for the chatas should be thrown into yam melech and destroyed, just like if it would be a behema, that the behema would have to go to misa loy nenev loy melech. And since this carbon cannot be brought, therefore there was no issa me'ila midraisa, but there is still an issa to have enough from the money midrabanan, and demei oila v'il oila umaylan ben. However, from the money of the oila you would bring an oila, and there would be an issa me'ila because there's an issa me'ila on a carbon oila and on its money. Demei shlamim, and any money that was segregated for the kabbana shlamim, yaviu shlamim, you would bring a kabbana shlamim, and it would only be eaten for 1 day, like a shalmi nazir, but you would not bring the 20 lechem, even if you separated for the shalmi nazir, as l'maisa, this is not a shalmi nazir, and it's like a shalmi nadava. And of course, as we said before, it would not be an issa me'ila on this money that belongs for shlamim, because the shlamim is not shaykh to me'ila prior to bringing it as a carbon, because it's only kachim kalim. A few quick points to keep in mind. Number one, the Rosh Hashanah Chav Dalan Abay stated that over here, when we said that the kravim could be meicha and the kravim could shave his hair and therefore show that he's not a nazir, and that would be a valid mecha, that is only if the father died. But if the father is still alive, the kravim would not be able to do this. And what the Mishnah means is shegachu kravim or michu kravim is only if the father died. However, if the father is still alive, the only one that would be able to do this is the son himself, and he could be gilach or he can be meicha and protest. However, the Rosh doesn't mention this in our Gemara at all, and the other Rishonim seem to say clearly that this could be even during the time that the father is alive, and we'll have to get back to this on Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph based on the Gemara, which is mashma that the kravim are actually being meicha during the time that the father is alive. Both Tosis and the Rosh say that the only time that the son or the kravim have the ability to be meicha is immediately when they find out that this child became a nazir. However, the Mefarish says gilach b'teichim ein zusay oishegachu kravim b'teichim ein zusay oishemicha ben teichim ein zusay v'afilu b'yam achrein, even if it would be the last day of the nazir's period. And it's mashma even though he knew the entire time that he was a nazir and he wasn't meicha, that would be fine. And it seems that the Mefarish is arguing on the Rosh and Taisis, and L'chayr Yitzarech Bia, according to the Rosh and Taisis, that if you have to do this immediately, then L'chayr, how could Taisis and the Rosh say that the case was where the father went and said to his child to be mekabel himself, to be a nazir, if L'chayr, once he's mekabel himself to be a nazir, he should no longer have the right to be meicha after that point. And finally, the Rosh has a suffix, im shasa yayin o shenit melamesim, if the child drinks wine or is mentam lamesim, is this considered a mechah? And the Rosh says that l'chayra it should be similar to the case where he cuts his hair, and since he did something which is us for nazir to do, then ain l'cha mechah g'dayla mizu. But then he says omiu midenaka gilach mashma dafka she'asu ma'isa begufay, it's mashma that the only time it's considered a valid mechah is if he actually cuts his hair, which is on his body, but drinking wine and being metam l'mesim, which are outside factors, that would not be considered a valid mechah. I am the Rosh, and we will stop over here.